message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
God's presence this morning, and I pray that none here will leave here the same he or she has come, in the name of Jesus. And every single word of prophecy that the Lord has spoken this morning will find quick expression in our lives, in the name of Jesus. And you will share great testimonies, in the name of Jesus. Very sharp this morning. I'll be speaking on the message titled, Thanksgiving at His Peak. Thanksgiving at its peak. Number one, I want you to realize, everyone, this morning, that God has a plan for you. I want you to realize that you are not a biological accident. You are not a mistake of being alive today. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I want you to realize that you are not destined for the flaw in any area. You are destined for the peak. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. He said, "And thou shalt be the head." Someone say the head. "And not the tail. And thou shalt be above only." Someone say above only. So we can call it also thanksgiving for above only. You are destined and programmed to be above. Now, this is not just a figment of my imagination. God spoke to me. Give me thanksgiving at the peak. It's not a coin thing. You can't find it just anywhere. Direct. You are meant to be above only. "And thou shalt not be beneath." Someone say, "I will not be beneath." Someone say, "I will not be beneath." "And if thou hearken unto me." So God has programmed you to be at the top. And that is where you are going to be, in the name of Jesus. He has programmed you to be at the peak. He has programmed you for greatness. Now listen to me. Smallness is not your portion, because smallness is not godliness. It doesn't mean that because you are small, so because of that you are holy. Holiness is not synonymous with prosperity. You cannot say, "Because I'm holy, so because of that I should be on the floor." Because I'm holy. Was Abraham on the floor? Was Joseph on the floor? Was Noah on the floor? Was Paul on the floor? Was Jesus on the floor? You will not be on the floor. Amen. I say you will not be on the floor. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? The peak is your place. Let me hear you say that. The peak is my... Again, one more time. And that's where you are going. Amen. I said that's where you are going. Amen. What is the peak? Or where is the peak? Quickly this morning. The peak means high height. High height. High height. Not low places. Not on the floor. Not scratching the ground. High height. Number two, what is the peak? It is a place of relevance. A place of relevance. God has programmed you and I for relevance. You will never be an irrelevant piece of an entity, in the name of Jesus. I say you will never be an irrelevant entity, in the name of Jesus. You will not just be for the purpose of counting censors. If I were you, I would say a big amen. You will not just be a statistical piece of census material. You will not just be a number in census office. You will be very, very relevant. I say you will be very, very relevant. Number three, what is the peak? It is the place of honor. A place of honor. A place of honor. I'll be very fast this morning. You can pick up the CD after to be able to take some of the points that you might miss. Number four is, it is a place of satisfaction. A place of satisfaction. Now listen to me, friends. To get to the peak, you need thanksgiving. In fact, To get to the peak, you need to speak the language of thanksgiving. No language, thanksgiving is a language. It's a language of adoration to God. To get to the peak, you need to speak the language of thanksgiving. To get to the peak, you need to sing the song of thanksgiving. And of course, thanksgiving is the attitude of appreciation and gratitude to God for something he has done and that he will still do. I want you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that thanksgiving is the sickle or is the force that pushes you up. John 12:32. If I be lifted up from the earth, and then I will what? I will draw all men unto me. Now, where is Jesus? Where is the Almighty God? Up. He said, if you can what? If you can thank me. If you can lift me up from the earth. If your hands can be lifted. If you can jump up and lift me up. He said, I will make sure I lift you up from the earth. I will draw you unto me. I will make sure that you are a massive entity on the earth. In Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. The Bible says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. And I will glorify them. And they shall not be small. Say, if you can thank me, if you dare thank me, if thanksgiving dare proceed from your mouth, I will make you merry. I will multiply you. I will ensure that you are not few. I will ensure that I glorify you, and I will make sure that you are not a small person in life. I will make sure that the grace for enlargement falls on your business. I will make sure that your family is not just a family that is not recognized among the family members. I will ensure that you are not small. You will not end small. You have started well. You will continue to grow larger and larger. Let me hear your loudest amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? When do you engage in thanksgiving at his peak? When do you engage in thanksgiving at his peak? Number one, when you have received so much from God. In Exodus 15, from verse 1 to 3, and Exodus chapter 15, from verse 20 also to 21, Exodus 15, 1 to 3, and the Bible says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spoke, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. This was a brief account of what happened after the exit from 400 years captivity. The Bible says these people were there, and they began to thank God. Moses himself was in singing. He was dancing. If you go further, that same place in verse 20, that word, Miriam also led the women into thanksgiving. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hands. So men were involved in thanksgiving. Women also were involved in thanksgiving. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out. Somebody say all the women. All the women, nobody sat on the chair when they were dancing. No, none of the women excused herself when the thanksgiving was on. All the women proceeded in thanksgiving. I went out after her with timbrel and with dances. Dances, that's like saying different dance styles. That's like saying different methods of dancing. You will see wonders today. Amen. Number two, when do you need to engage in thanksgiving to speak? When you are expecting so much from God. In 2 Samuel 6 verse 13 and 14, after David had taken the ark of the Lord, the Bible says, and it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed oxen and fattens. Let's go very fast. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Someone say all his might. So it's not a psychedelic dancing. It's not a dancing of pride. He danced with all his might. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen ephod. David danced so much. It was unimaginable that a king can dance like that. And you will ask me, what was he dancing for? They just went to get an ark. He was dancing because he knew that the ark will change his life, because it just changed Obed-Edom's life just few verses before this. Just a short time of the ark being in the house of Obed-Edom, his life changed. That is why I know that as the ark of thanksgiving bats on you this morning, your life will change. Amen. I say your life will change. Amen. Your own will not be up to 3 months. It will happen this week. Amen. I say it will happen this week. It will happen this week. It will happen this week. Let me hear your loudest amen. He was thanking God and appreciating God because he was expecting something. The way you thank God shows me if you are expecting good news. In the world, you thank somebody that has done you something. In this kingdom, you thank God before he does it. In the world, you say, thank you. Thank you for that 1,000. Thank you for that 10,000. I'm grateful. No. In this kingdom, when you are expecting, you can see that it's coming. Then you begin to thank God for it. Number three, when do you thank God? To the extent that it gets to the peak of thanksgiving. When you desire a higher level of God's presence. When you want God's presence more and more, more and more. And number four, when do you engage in thanksgiving at his peak? When you want to come out of the jail of life. In Acts 16, 25 and 26. Acts 16, 25 and 26. Paul and Silas were in the jail of life. They were in a position whereby they were destined for death. And the Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, come on, and sang praise of the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. Now, listen to this. Let us assume it's a Nigerian jail, like the Agodi jail in Ibadan, or like the Kirikiri jail in Lagos, or what's the name of the one here? Or the Okekura here in Kwara State. Somebody was inside his own jail, inside his own cell, and he thanked God to the extent that everybody in the entire jail or the entire prison heard their praise. Somebody said, thanksgiving at his peak. And the Bible said, because of this thanksgiving at his peak, suddenly there was a great earthquake. That's what thanksgiving does. When you want it suddenly, when you want to, you feel that it's as if something is chaining me. I can't move forward. It's as if something is holding me down. I can't progress. I'm just moving around the same level. The next thing is to thank him and thank him to the extent that the chains and the gates of the jail will break into pieces. Somebody is coming out of the jail of life today. You are coming out of the jail of failure. You are coming out of the jail of poverty. You are coming out of the jail of sickness. Can I hear your loudest amen? If you desire to come out of the jail of life, then it's important that you thank him. And number five, when do you come? When do you engage in thanksgiving and speak? When you desire wonders. Exodus 15 verse 11. Exodus 15 verse 11. Our God is a God of wonders. And he always does wonders. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing anywhere you see praises, anywhere you see thanksgiving, you must see his friends called wonders. 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 That's why the devil doesn't want us to praise God and thank him. He wants us to sit down lackadaisically as if we are the one that everybody has come to everybody has come to pay homage to you. Like, don't worry. These people are small people. That's why they are dancing like that. You are a big woman. Nobody else sit down and just be viewing them like you are watching, like you are watching African magic. No. Thanksgiving provokes you into wonders. And somebody is entering into wonders today. This time next week, Sunday, somebody is sharing a testimony of wonders. This time, next week, Sunday, somebody here is sharing a testimony of wonders. Quickly this morning, what are motivators unto thanksgiving at the peak? Motivators of thanksgiving at the peak. Number one motivator is being among the brethren or friends who are thanksgivers. Hebrews 10 verse 27. We must not forsake the assembly of the brethren, because amongst the brethren there is testimony, there is blessing, there is progress, and there is advancement. And somebody is here this morning, you are receiving that testimony in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? This morning you are receiving your own share of the testimony. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Anytime you appear in God's presence, you appear unto testimonies and you appear unto progress. And this morning you are appearing unto progress in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. Beg your pardon, not 27, 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. As the manner of some means. So there are some that their method and their style is forsaking the brethren. When you come into a place like this, you are motivated. Somebody say motivated. Motivated. Your spirit is charged. You came down. You even managed to wake up to get out of your bed this morning. You were down. Your spirit was down. But immediately you came in, you spotted the worship and the praise going on. It was like steroids entered into your bloodstream. It was like they injected you with something. And then you begin to dance. You begin to appreciate God. Why? Iron sharpened iron. That's why you must not be far away from God's presence. That's why you must not be far away from God's presence. You must be addicted to God's presence. The more addicted you are to God's presence, the more blessed you are. You must know also that the joy of the Lord is always available in God's presence. So when you come into the house of God, joy facilitates thanksgiving. And there's always the joy of the Lord in the house of the Lord. Number two, motivator of thanksgiving is knowledge. Someone say knowledge. In John 8 verse 32, John 8 verse 32, the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When you have knowledge, then you know the importance of thanksgiving. For example, in Psalm 100 verse 4, Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. The knowledge that you don't enter into God's presence and stand, that is knowledge. Many are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Many don't have this knowledge that thanksgiving is a major requirement. Many are destroyed. They lack the knowledge of this. But you have escaped that ignorance. I say you have escaped that ignorance. I say you have escaped that ignorance. And you will no longer be an ignoramus in the name of Jesus. Number three, thanksgiving motivator is that you must know what another thing that must motivate you is that God keeps records. In Luke 17, 12 to 19. Luke 17, verse 12 to 19. The story is there of some guys that were lepers. The Bible says, and as they entered a certain village, they met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, thank you, Jesus. While I was reading this, somebody's here that you've been having continuous flow in your period. It has just been coming, just flowing. It's as if the flow is excessive and it has continued more than the normal time. God has stopped that issue right now in the name of Jesus. And in verse 15, the Bible says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Just one. And what did Jesus say? And this guy now, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Giving him what? Giving him what? Giving him what? Thanks. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? What does this tell you? Jesus, or even the Almighty, keeps record. He knows what he has done for you. He knows how much he has blessed you. He keeps record. And this fact that you know that he keeps record will motivate you. I come here every day like a debtor. I walk into service with a debtor mentality that I am coming to pay my debt to God for his faithfulness in my life. But when you come as if you are the one that is even paying God, as if you are the one that even gave back to God, it's an aberration. It's an aberration. And nobody in this house must ever be involved in such. God keeps record. Turn to your neighbor and say, God keeps record. And number four, Thanksgiving motivator is a high value for life. High value. When you have a high value for the life that God has given you, you must thank him. In my place, they say, I carried hand, I could carry it. I carried leg, I could carry it. That is, why won't I thank God? Why won't I appreciate God? I woke up in the morning, I carried hand, I could carry it. I carried leg, I could. That is, your liver is working. Don't you feel indebted to God to thank him for it? Don't you feel that you should thank God for that your kidney is functioning? Don't you feel that you should thank God that your bones are working? And there's no, your neck is okay and there's no collar there. You don't have cervical spondylosis. You don't feel that you should thank God that you don't have meningitis. You don't feel that you should thank God that your every part of your body is working. Your cerebrum oblongata is still there. You don't feel you should thank God. Your value, you know, in John 15 verse 5, he said, without me, ye can do nothing. Hold on. Without me, none of your body parts can walk. In James 1 verse 17, James chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says there, he says, but every good and every perfect gift is from above. It's from where? Oh God. So, this your radiant, wonderful, beautiful faces I'm seeing this morning is from above. Your handsome faces. Do you know that your makeup can stay because God has helped your face to be on point? Your makeup for the fall. If not for God, your good look, your radiant look, your handsomeness that you pass like this, people say, ah! Okwila and Casey. Ah! See a man. See a man. Is this a man or men's? Ah! Eh? Or you pass as a lady and say, ah! This like God used, put like seven ladies in one lady. And then a man wants to die because of you. I will die because of you. I will die. He says, every good, somebody say, every good gift. Every good gift. And every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. You can see what I'm saying here this morning. Your value for life stirs up thanksgiving in you. You value life. Ah, God, I can breathe. God, my eyes are working. God, I can stand upright. Jesus, at my age, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Somebody's here this morning. Thanksgiving will never cease in your mouth. That wonderful lady in the testimony said, my daughter is 3 years and I've never gone to the hospital. Do you know some people, since the day the child was born, till months, years, and they have permanent residence. It's just like green card lottery. They have permanent residence, like people have permanent residence here in America. They have permanent residence in the hospital. They have permanent residency there. The child is there. The mother will go to work and come back. Husband go to work, come back. They are there permanently. Years upon years upon years. It will never be like that for you. It will never be like that for you. It will never be like that for you. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? So I begin to round up this morning. Number five, Thanksgiving motivator is your confidence in God about your future. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. You see, when you have confidence in God about your future, you don't need anything to make you moody. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let all your requests be made known unto the Lord. Also, in Isaiah 60 verse 15, Isaiah 60 verse 15, it says, Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. All these things will stir up thanksgiving. You know that your future will be all right. You know it. You just know it. It doesn't look it, but you know it. How many of us are like that here? It doesn't look like the future is there, but you just know that it will be all right. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, 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 got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Come on now. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Come on now.
Be alright. Be alright. Be alright.
Right. I got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright.
I got a feeling.
You got a feeling?
Everything's gonna
You got a feeling?
I got a feeling.
I got a feeling.
Be alright. Be alright. Be alright.
Concerning your destiny, everything will be alright. Concerning your conception and delivery, everything will be alright. Concerning your marriage, everything will be alright. Concerning your examination, everything will be alright. Concerning your parents, everything will be alright. Concerning your business and your career, everything will be alright. Concerning your spiritual life, everything will be alright. Concerning your future, everything will be alright. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. As I round up this morning, my counsel to you is as follows. A. Always thank God. To the peak. Always engage regularly in thanksgiving to the highest level.